104.7 Andy and Mel, 7:04 up to 31 today. We will have some more Bitterball tickets to give away later on this morning. Also, your last chance to win Philip Phillips tickets will come sometime this afternoon with Johnny V. Between 2 and 6, he has got the last pair of Win It Before You Can Buy It Philip Phillips tickets. So listen to Johnny this afternoon. Don't miss out on that. I got a text message here from 0757. I think that's Debbie.
I don't know.
I think we got her name once upon a time. Anyway, she tried to drink me.
Oh. For what?
She said, drink. Carrie Underwood doesn't sing Trouble. Taylor Swift does. Aha. Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I said Trouble with Carrie Underwood. I was referring to Taylor Swift having trouble with Carrie Underwood.
Yes.
Because what was the deal? They don't want to sit by each other at the Grammys, allegedly.
They hate each other.
Yeah.
They want to be separated on Sunday's show.
So I actually did not commit a drink.
No, you did not.
No. And for not knowing the whole story, mm-hmm. Debbie?
Tisk, tisk.
Got to call drink.
Yep.
So you get you got one this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we have to start a new column in the scorecard this week.
Okay.
At which I'm way ahead again. Anyway. So there's a guy who, this guy's crazy. He's 52 years old. His name is Walter Slonopus. Lives in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. I don't know if Clarksville's Tennessee or if it was California or what it was, that monkey song. Anyway, he was a maintenance worker at a company called Contech Casting, but he quit his job. You know why?
Why?
His W-2 had the number 666 on it.
Okay.
It was just a random serial number assigned by his company, but Walter is a born-again Christian and takes the Bible very seriously, especially the part in the book of Revelation about the mark of the beast. So, he up and quit his job.
And they gave me number 666. And you know, when you come to system, you put the number and clock in, and if you put 666, it's my name coming. This year, they brought me this form, W-2 form, for last year. It's very, very, very hard to come back because the people cannot understand why I come back, and I cannot explain. I'm not a trader. I still with God. It's hard to explain.
Yeah. It's hard to understand, too.
Yeah.
But he also said if they won't give him a new W-2, he won't do his taxes. Now, if you think the devil's bad, you should see the IRS.
Yeah, they don't like that.
No. So, not the first time that number has shown up for him at Contech.
Really?
When he first started there in 2011, he was assigned the employee number of 666, but he got him to change it.
What?
2 months later, the company changed clock systems, and again, he got 666.
What the heck?
So he quit. They apologized, changed his number, he went back to work. A company spokesman says they're going to get Walter a new W-2, and they'd be willing to rehire him again.
Weird.
How does he keep getting the same number?
That doesn't make any sense. Unless somebody,
it's like somebody's screwing with
that's
him.
That's what I was just going to say. Somebody's in the office in the HR department going,
hey, check it out. Check it out.
He's going to freak out.
I'm going to assign Walter 666 again.
Because he's going to freak out.
You get the camera ready.
Yeah.
I think somebody's messing with him.
I tend to think that's the case too.
Wow.
Another really cool story. There was a high school kid from Aurora, Colorado. He was one of the 57 people injured in the Aurora Theater shooting last June. A bullet had gone through. He was actually in the theater next door.
Okay.
And a bullet went through the wall and hit him in the neck.
Wow.
And obviously he survived. And on Tuesday, Wednesday, National Signing Day, he signed his letter of intent to play football at Colorado State.
Awesome.
He says 6'5", 260-pound offensive lineman at Gateway High School in Aurora. So, I don't remember where that was. There's a lot of high schools in Aurora.
I'm sure.
A lot of them. Somehow, the bullet that hit him, it missed all the major blood vessels and nerves. He didn't end up missing a single game. It was just a few months after the shooting.
Oh, wow.
The football season was.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure they started practice 2 months later. And he said he missed just a few workouts and practices while he was recovering, but otherwise it was fine. So, and 6'5", 260, he's probably got some dense, thick muscle in his neck anyway.
Plus the bullet would lose some velocity.
Yeah, after hitting the wall, it probably slowed down too. But anyway, so we've got the Bitterball tickets taken care of for now. We got more of those. By the way, you can sign up online and get some. Just go to hot1047.com, go to the VIP lounge, and get yourself some Bitterball tickets. It's pretty slick and easy to do that. Just go to hot1047.com and go get them. I have the 8 craziest excuses for being late to work.
Okay.
Is Mel's daily excuse on here?
I just hit the snooze button too
often.
We
will find out after the news. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 722. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I tried being normal once. It was the worst 10 minutes of my life.
I got a text back from, I think it's Debbie. She said, LOL, okay, I'll take my drink. I earned it, but I'm winning this week. Least amount of drinks. Yay me.
Yay!
Yeah, she tried to drink me because she didn't know the whole story of what I was saying. And mm-hmm. Yep, so if you don't know what you're talking about, you should be careful when you try handing out drinks. Congratulations to USD, the number 72 party school in America.
Woo!
According to something called FiestaFrogParties.com.
Well, because they know.
Yeah. SDSU did not make the list.
Aww.
I remember when I was going to college, or let me rephrase that. When I was enrolled in school at SDSU, you'd go out, you'd be at a party or something, and somebody would go, yeah, man, SDSU is like one of the top party schools in the country, man. Really? Because I've never seen it on any of those lists. Cool. And I don't know why SDSU or USD made this list.
It was 72. It was a little ways down.
Yeah, but I mean...
But still, considering all the colleges.
But there is... it looked like it was some kind of Facebook voting thing, so I'm guessing it went a little more virally around USD than it did SDSU.
That could be.
Would be my guess. I don't know. Anyway. I'm not a big fan of Jeopardy because I don't like feeling stupid. So I try not to watch it as much as possible.
It's fun to watch, though. Yeah,
Wheel of Fortune makes me feel stupid sometimes.
Ken.
My wife kicks my butt on that show. Anyway... there was a recent episode of Jeopardy. Listen to what all of the categories were in this one round of Jeopardy the other day.
One daily double, and it'll come up in one of these categories. Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. But here's my number, so call me. Maybe, be in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went there.
All the categories across the top of the board were... Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. Here's my number. Call me maybe.
I like that. Yeah, we just went there part of it.
yesterday, a lot of times we'll have CNN on our TV in here, like right after we got off the air, and I unmuted it because they were talking about are the Newtown kids getting exploited?
Mm-hmm.
And
we were actually talking about that off
and
air.
We were talking about that anyway. But so I unmuted it to hear the story, and then... The gal's talking about how E! Is going to have some of the kids from Newtown singing Call Me Maybe at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
At their little red carpet show that's going to be on the E! Network. And she mentioned something I had never heard about Call Me Maybe.
I hadn't heard it either. That and we both looked at each other like,
what? That it's a song about a guy, or about a girl, who falls for a guy who turns out to be gay. And I was like, I never took that away from the song. However, we work in radio.
Mm-hmm.
We don't watch the videos.
Not very often.
Very rarely will I sit and watch a video start to finish.
Yeah. I've seen the beginning of it.
In the video, that is what happens.
Yeah, but I don't think the actual song is about it. And I went to
Wikipedia. It's way too vague. It's just a song about a crush, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to Wikipedia and everything, and I was reading all about it.
That's a great place to go for information.
I was just trying to find if I could. I was trying to find if I could see anything that saying that the song was about that, and I didn't see anything in that research. So,
CareerBuilder.com just released the results of their annual survey on the craziest excuse they heard given for being late for work in the last year. Mel, you're going to be off the hook on this list.
Okay. I just...
Hitting the snooze did not make the list.
Oh, that's what I do.
The number eight excuse, one woman dropped her purse in a newspaper dispenser box and couldn't get it out without putting in change, but all her change was in the purse.
Oh my God, that would suck.
Isn't that tragic? Well, that's like in Dumb and Dumber when Lloyd locked his wallet in the newspaper.
Yeah.
What was it, Long Island Sluts or something like
something
that?
Something like that.
Number seven, a guy left his apartment with his roommate's girlfriend's shoes on and had to go back to change. Okay. Number six, a guy tried to cut his own hair before work, but the clippers broke halfway through, so he needed to wait for a barbershop to open to get his hair fixed. Number five, a woman was late because the forecast called for rain, and she needed to put on a raincoat. She needed to put a raincoat on a cement duck statue in her front yard. Yeah.
Okay.
Number four, one woman drove to her old job by mistake.
I can see that happening.
That one is plausible. I can see that one happening. If you just started a new job.
Yeah.
Number three, one guy's car wouldn't start because his court-delayed breathalyzer showed he was drunk.
Oh.
That would suck. You're trying to get to work and all of a sudden it decides to flip out. Because I don't think they have those in South Dakota. They have them in Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't think they have them here.
Because I remember that being in the news year or two ago that they're just not so sure how reliable they are when it's super cold.
Yeah.
Which, not that Minnesota doesn't get super cold, but number two, crazy excuse that careerbuilder.com had for being late for work. A guy was late because his car was attacked by a bear on the way to work and he had photographic evidence to prove it.
Oh, well, if he's got photographs, yeah. Then.
And finally, one person was late because they stopped to deliver a stranger's baby on the side of the highway.
Okay.
For the rest of us normal people, the excuses for being late, traffic was number one. Oversleeping was second. There you go.
That's mine.
Taking kids to daycare or school, third. Bad weather, fourth. Public transportation delays, fifth. So there you go. We have got dirt coming up here in just a few, plus more Bitterball tickets will be handed out. The Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up at 9 o'clock. It's 728, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:43. We're going to top out today at 31. It's going to be windy, and there is a blizzard watch in effect for Sunday.
Yay.
It's 5 to 10 inches of snow. Around Mitchell, it said 10. National Weather Service did. Around here, about 5, or up to 5, I should say. Up to 5 and up to 10. And, yeah, a little wind will blow along with that, so should be a good time. By the way, Saturday night, it'll be rain to start, so that'll be fun. We get a blizzard after some freezing rain.
Yay!
That'll be awesome.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm going to stay home.
You know, when I bought my pickup, I vowed that if the weather ever got bad,
yeah,
I would go, because I got this help twice. I got pulled out by a guy just driving around in a pickup.
Pulling people out,
getting them unstuck.
Pretty cool.
But ever since I bought it, we haven't had more than 2 inches of snow at a time.
Well, guess what happens?
I even
Sunday.
Bought a tow rope. So?
Well, I have four-wheel drive now, so.
Yeah. No excuses not getting to work on Monday.
Yeah. Unless I just can't get out.
That'll only be because you didn't shovel your driveway.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. So, I had a very flattering and at the same time humbling experience yesterday.
Okay.
I went, made a quick run to the grocery store to pick up some stuff. Mainly, number one thing on the list was coffee because I was out.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah. So, go to Hy-Vee and Crystal had some other stuff to for me to get. So, I go in, I'm running around getting my stuff. And then there was this gal and three kids. One, the oldest, was like probably about, I don't know, somewhere between 12 and 14, I'm guessing, girl.
Okay.
And I thought I heard him say Andy, and I looked, and I wasn't sure they were looking at me, because a lot of times I think people are talking to me, and they're not.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, hi. And then I realized they're talking to somebody behind me. I'm like, ugh. But no, they were actually talking to me. And she recognized me.
Cool.
And so that was flattering. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl was like, oh, wow, this is so weird. You're like famous, kind of, but not really. I wasn't quite sure how to take that, but okay.
I always feel like a rock star when I walk through the girls' school.
Oh.
Like when I go pick up the girls.
Yeah, I always feel awkward.
Oh, I love it. Because they're all like, that's
me. I know you love it.
I do love it.
Because you're like, look at me, look
no,
at me.
It's so cute. It's so cute.
You should have a neon sign around your head.
That says, look at me?
Yeah.
I don't need a neon sign. People just know.
No, they can hear you from six blocks away.
How?
You're talking?
Oh. Okay. So you're saying that I sound like a chicken.
No, what I'm saying is we got to crack the vault.
Okay, because you forgot.
Maybe.
I was trying to stop you.
I know.
And warn you. Say,
but
hey.
Katy Perry had a 3-second intro, so yeah. There wasn't much leeway there. 361-5557. If you know all three digits to crack the vault, you will win a $50 party tab to the vault. Good luck. 104.7, Andy and Mel, 753. It's going to be 31 today. It's 20 right now, and there is a blizzard watch in effect for Sunday. I was just looking at the map here where exactly all that it is, and it basically goes from about Chamberlain to Sioux Falls, that width, and then going and then down into like Charles Mix County, and then moving east and north from there up through Brookings, Marshall, Mitchell is like right in the middle of the blizzard watch area.
Fantastic.
Huron is on the northeast edge or northwest edge. So, yeah, it should be a good time on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. We're on the edge of it, so.
We might not get a whole lot, though.
Well, yeah. Well, not as bad as Mitchell is going to, it sounds like. Yeah. But anyway. So, enjoy the blizzard watch this weekend. Should be a good time. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, there was a list that Zoosk.com, or a survey Zoosk.com did, that ranked the worst or the biggest flirting turnoffs.
Okay.
That people have.
All right.
Number two, you're not going to like this, Mel, but number two is right in your wheelhouse.
All right.
Corny pickup lines.
I like them, though.
Do you like it when someone actually uses one on you?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it'll make me laugh. And that's important, if they can make me laugh.
Yeah, but making you laugh in an original way, I think, would be more important
well,
than
that is, but,
looking up a joke on the internet.
But if they, you know, have the, you know, if they can go do it, if, like, they can walk up and deliver it appropriately.
Are you from Tennessee?
Because you're the only 10
I see. You're the only
10
I see. Hey, nice shoes.
Okay.
That's it.
If you're a booger, I pick you first.
Number four on the list is 1 in 14 don't like suggestive body language when the flirting is going on. 1 in 5 don't like inappropriate comments about their appearance.
Mm.
Wow, your boobs are huge.
Yeah.
Would that be inappropriate?
That would be inappropriate.
Okay. Or that, small?
That will be really inappropriate. Seriously, that would be bad.
The
don't
number
do that,
one
boys.
Flirting turnoff, 1 in 3 people hate when someone comes on too strong and invades their personal space.
Yeah. Usually that's when the boys are drunk.
Yeah.
And they're like way up in your face.
Hey.
And I can smell what if they've been drinking.
Can I lick your eyelid?
Lick your eyelid.
Your makeup looks delicious.
So, you like drinking Jack Coke, huh? Because I can smell it on your breath. You're that yeah. close to me.
You'd be more drunk if it was diet.
We found that out yesterday.
Yeah, we learned that yesterday. But I would love to hear stories of something horribly weird, strange, annoying, inappropriate, whatever, that someone did when they came up to hit on you. Guys or girls, because the girls do some hitting too.
They do. They do.
On occasion. And usually the ones that are super forward are worse than most guys.
Remember I told you about that guy who put the $5 in front of me to buy a drink for me?
No, I don't remember that.
We talked about that on the air. His name was Zach, I remember. he, I don't remember what he said now, but he gave me $5 to buy myself a drink. Mm-hmm. He did.
So, did it work?
No.
No.
Okay. No. No.
361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. I imagine some of this will be going on tonight and tomorrow.
I would imagine.
Yeah. What horribly ridiculous or inappropriate thing did someone do hitting on you? Probably at a bar, most likely.
Probably.
Or anywhere, for that matter. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. It is 758, hot1047.
Hot1047.com.